that's something that I think people miss quite often is as you wait maybe a little bit and not take Social Security right at 62, but maybe take a little later on, your benefit's going to be bigger, which means your raises are going to be bigger in dollar terms.
Right.
So that's a really helpful thing for people to remember.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brett Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, we're talking about a very important retirement planning issue today. That's Social Security. We're talking about the benefits, how to be a savvy Social Security planner when it comes to this. And this is going to be based on a handout that's going to be available on the website, averywealth.com. So you can get this after the show's over, read through it. But we wanted to really kind of dive into detail on this as well and kind of really lay out the important points of it and make sure you understand everything on this handout that we'll be providing for you on the website. Welcome into the Retirement Cafe. I'm Ben George, joined as always by Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. They are certified financial planners at Avery Wealth, and I'm glad to talk to them again. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah. Excited about the show.
Yeah, I am too. I think this is an important topic. It must be pretty serious if you guys have a handout specifically dedicated to Social Security. Is this something that most people just aren't prepared for?
Oh, I think it's just super confusing for a lot of people. And okay. and with good reason. It's a pretty complex program with lots of, as they would say, bells and whistles. And yeah. And it applies so differently to your own specific situation, right? So I think that's what makes it really tough.
Yeah, there's just so many different options. And unless you really know them, it's going to be difficult to make a really good decision without diving into it.
Very good. Well, that's what we're going to dive in today on the show. Again, you can find this handout and everything else we do on the podcast online at averywealth.com. And you can call Avery Wealth directly if you want to discuss this Social Security topic or whatever financial retirement planning conversation that's on your mind at 517-783-1695. So let's jump into Social Security. And I'm curious to kind of learn myself because I haven't really studied too much into Social Security. I'm still got a few years before I get there, so I'm probably like most people, I don't have to worry about it until I get to 60, but this is what we're trying to help you out with now. So when you talk about clients that you've worked with through the years, you know, there's been a lot written about Social Security recently. What are some of the thoughts you hear from these clients on this topic when you speak with them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is people come in, and I think the most common, I would say, thought that I hear is that people think that the day they retire is the day they turn on Social Security, regardless of what age they are or anything else, because that's just kind of what they've always been told, right?
Yeah, just, I mean, we hear it a lot. Well, I'm going to be 62, so I'm supposed to retire, and then I'm supposed to turn on Social Security, as if, you know, those are things that are etched in stone, like you have to do that. And there's a ton of different options that are out there that are available to people. And Dan and I like to think of this is a resource that you have, right? Just like your savings to your 401k or a pension. And so making sure that you make a great decision around this can really set you up to be successful.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it. Like everything you have is a resource. Like every, you know, whether it's a pension plan, a retirement plan, savings in the bank, Social Security, they're all different resources. And they all have different, you know, pros and cons of how you use them. And I think good planning comes down to number one is trying to maximize each of those individually, but more importantly, maximizing them as they work together so there's some synergy between all of the different resources that you have. And so with it, when you're talking with people, it's just a lack of really understanding because we don't get a lot of education on this stuff, right? And so, yeah, I think that's why we decided to be a great topic to tackle today.
Well, I can see how it can be confusing for a lot of people. And, you know, what you're explaining makes it very clear that it has been for many of the people that you work with. But we want to make sure people know how important it is for the health of your retirement plan. So I want to jump into this this handout that you have. It's called Savvy Social Security Planning, What Baby Boomers Need to Know About Their Retirement Income. And on this, you have four insights that are listed out. So let's go through each one of these and help me explain what they mean a little bit more. So insight number one is Social Security is inflation-protected income. Be smart about how and when you take it.
Yeah, I think that's a great initial insight because one of the things that's really tough, and you talk to people that have been retired a long time, and in the past, people had pensions quite often, and most of those pensions didn't have any inflation adjustment, meaning if you retired and you received $2,000 a month, that's what you get forever, right? So as prices increase with normal inflation, the purchasing power of that $2,000 a month goes down. Well, that's one of the great things about Social Security, right, Brent? It actually has an inflation rider.
Yeah, and so we talk about that quite a bit when people come in, because when you're a lot of times when people do their own planning, and Dan and I have both seen this, they're, you know, it might be, well, maybe you have a pension and a Social Security, for example. Well, you know, it works in 2019 or 2020. So I know I'm going to get $2,000 from Social Security and I have a $2,000 pension. That's $4,000 a month. That's more than I need to live on. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work, you know, down the road if there's no inflation adjustment on your pension. And so you want to make sure you're modeling those things and making sure that it is going to keep up with inflation.
Yeah. And it's funny because when people have extra, normally they spend it.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of the way we are as human beings. But yeah, that inflation adjustment, one of the things I want to mention on that, that people sometimes forget. So the COLA, the cost of living adjustment on Social Security, is based on whatever your current benefit is. And so it's a percentage increase. So this year, it's 1.8 or something. I just saw it recently. I can't remember the exact amount, but there is going to be an increase coming up for everyone. But keep in mind, because it is a percent, if your benefit's higher, your dollar increase is higher when that applies, right?
Yeah, just like when you're working, right? If your wages are higher and you get a 3% raise, well, your raise is bigger if you have more income than somebody who has less income than you.
Yeah, so that's one of the things where we'll talk a little more about the differences when you take it at different times. But that's something that I think people miss quite often is as you wait maybe a little bit and not take Social Security right at 62, but maybe take a little later on, your benefit's going to be bigger, which means your raises are going to be bigger in dollar terms.
Right.
So that's a really helpful thing for people to remember.
Yeah, so, and then I think one other thing to think about is that, you know, your benefits are determined based on what you've paid into it over your lifetime of work, right? And so you'll have a full retirement age benefit, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about that, how it's different at 62 versus at 70, which would be the latest time that you could take it.
So that's a great starting point, inflation protected income and making sure that you are smart about when and how you collect it. The second insight on this handout is your monthly benefit will be reduced if you claim early. It may also be reduced for taxes and Medicare premiums, and benefits could be withheld if you work. It's a lot going on there.
There is. And I would tell you the first thing about that. So that's one of the things that really confuses people. So people have heard of Medicare, obviously. Well, Medicare begins at 65, and it'd be a lot easier if all these ages kind of coincided, but they don't. So typically, Social Security you could take as early as 62, and if you're widowed, as early as 60 even. But of course, you get reductions in benefits as you take it earlier. As an example, if you took it at 62 and your full retirement age was 67, which is a lot of people today, you'd only get about 70% of your full benefit. So it's pretty substantial reduction, you know, over that. And so you got to start considering that. But the thing that happens once you turn 65 is all of a sudden your Medicare premium, and it Brent's at about $135 now a month in that range.
Yeah, right in that range.
So that comes out of there. There can be some other things like taxes, if you depending on your overall earnings and things, that reduce that benefit, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot like we've used it as an analogy. That's a lot like your paycheck. So think about healthcare comes out of your paycheck right now. Taxes might come out of your paycheck. So it's a very, very similar deal with this. And so what Dan's talking about, your full retirement age benefit, just to make sure we're clear on that. So most people, well, everyone, it's either between 66 and 67 years of age, depending on how old you are, is what your full retirement age benefit would be. And if you ever see, they used to mail Social Security statements. I don't think they send them anymore, but you can go online and get your Social Security statement. That's the number that you'll see there. It'll be your full retirement age benefit, and that's what we're referencing. So if you take it earlier than that, then it's not going to be that high. And as Dan talked about, you could have as much as a 30% reduction in that amount just by taking it early. And so if you remember, the insight number one was the raise. That's what we're talking about. So if your pay was 30% less, your raise each year moving forward would be less as well.
Yeah, it's super important to consider. And you know, one of the things we talk about, a lot of people don't realize, and some of the listeners might have actually heard a friend go through this before, if you do take it earlier than your full retirement age, and you're still working and earning money, they can withhold some of those Social Security benefits, right? So you have to be aware, you know, there's different charts, they change, the numbers change some every year, but you really have to be aware of it, because you might all of a sudden earn above that, and all of a sudden your Social Security goes down, right?
Right.
I will tell you, you eventually will make that up down the road. but it's kind of an eye opener when all of a sudden that payment goes down. And then one final point on that, we talk a lot, Brent mentioned a few minutes ago about how you can wait as late as 70, right? So if your full retirement age is 67, and this will show on your Social Security statement, which you can get at ssa.gov, if you wait till 70, every year after your full retirement age, you get about an 8% increase in those benefits. So people that are able to do that can get some really great long-term benefits out of that Social Security payment.
Yeah, because it's very, very difficult. Dan and I talk about this all the time with people that we work with. Where else can you get a guaranteed increase of 8% on an investment? And so we talked about all these things being resources. That's a great way to really increase your benefit with by just waiting.
Yeah, being patient if you can, yeah, right? Lots of factors there.
There are a lot of factors, and that's a great kind of run through on insight number two. How about number three is for couples, it's focused on couples. It says, for couples, you should always maximize the higher earner's benefit to protect the surviving spouse.
I think that's a great point. One of the things, Brent, remember just a few weeks ago, we talked about planning when you lose a spouse, right? Yeah. So what happens when you lose a spouse?
Well, when you lose a spouse, one, the higher of the two benefits basically is going to be the one that's kept, right? So if you're married and your benefit's $3,000 and your spouse's is $2,000, well, you're going to lose $2,000 of income. And so it's really, really important that the person who does make the most income, that you can grow that as much as possible so that if one person is left behind, that they can still live on the Social Security benefit that's available to them.
Yeah, and it can be a huge, huge difference. I mean, we've seen specific examples of that where if the higher wage earner was able to put together a plan where they could wait till 70, it just gave their family a ton of confidence moving forward that they were going to be okay. Because, hey, let's face it, we never know when we're going to lose a spouse. I mean, it can happen, unfortunately, at any time. And so you just have to be aware of that when you do your planning. And this is a really important area that plays into that overall plan.
Yeah, because just in that example that I gave, that's four, if that was the only income you had, for example, that's 40% of your income in that example, right? That could be gone. And a lot of people, Social Security is a huge part of their overall plan, and it's used to pay their living expenses and things like that. And just because one spouse passes away doesn't mean that all of the expenses for that person go away. You still have a house that you have to live in, heat, all those types of things. And so it can be really challenging if you haven't thought this out and made a really good decision with all the contingencies in place.
Yeah, and just one other thing, and we're not, this isn't a tax session today, but just keeping in mind, like that's another problem. When you lose a spouse, your tax bracket changes. You go from, you know, having like basically two exemptions or two deductions to one, right? So it cuts those things in half. And your tax rates also change the tables that you're taxed on. So you just really have to be aware. This is such an important issue. And if you don't get anything else out of this podcast, understand the importance of insight number three of really maximizing the higher earner's long-term benefit.
So put a star next to insight number three when you download this on averywealth.com. And it takes us to our final insight on the handout that we want to talk about in a little more detail. And that's kind of following the same idea about being widowed or divorced. But you might be eligible for survivor benefits, divorced survivor benefits, or divorced spouse benefits, and that can increase your monthly total check.
Yeah, I mean, and talk about a mouthful, right? There's a lot there.
I got confused, and I already know what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, to unpack that a little bit, I mean, the reality is that if you're married for more than 10 years, generally speaking, you have those benefits of your ex-spouse available to you, right?
Yeah, assuming that you haven't remarried.
Right. Yes. And that's the big thing. And so, and I don't want to like go down that rabbit hole necessarily, yes, but there are sometimes advantages, second relationships where people don't get remarried because of things like this. So,
sure.
I mean, in the reality is that finances are real. So you have to look at all those things when you're making life decisions. But, you know, obviously I feel like if you love someone, you should probably marry him.
Yeah,
but
right.
I mean, you just got to be aware of all the things when it comes to Social Security benefits that can be impacted. But the reality, like if you think about, we had a case actually where a gentleman was married for quite a long time, unfortunately went through a divorce. We sat down with him and we were doing his Social Security planning. And we said, you realize in his case, he could take his ex-spouse's benefit at his, it ended up being about what, 66, I think?
Yeah, his full retirement age is when he could turn that on.
Yeah, and then we basically, he took that till he was 70, and then he was able to turn his own benefit on at 70, which was a huge, huge benefit for him because he was able to get what he needed in the interim from that 66 to 70. And then it was kind of like the lottery hit at 70.
Yeah, he had a huge raise once he turned 70.
Yeah, and he had a really great benefit, you know, for him. And I think he was pushing $40,000 on just his Social Security benefit.
Yeah, and that's just a perfect example of making a decision ahead of time and knowing why you're doing something, being intentional with that decision and understanding how planning can really impact the value that you're going to get out of your Social Security benefit.
Yeah, there's one other thing I want to mention on this because I think it does come up quite frequently is when you lose a spouse, when your spouse passes away, first of all, you're dealing with a really difficult situation. And sometimes these decisions don't get as really a lot of thought put into them. People will go to the Social Security office and say, I just need the money, and they don't really understand all of their options. And so just a little tidbit, if you ever run into that situation or you know someone, I highly recommend, both Brent and I recommend, that they sit down and fully understand all of their options before they go to the Social Security office and make a decision. Because sometimes those decisions you can't change, right? You're kind of stuck with them. And it can make a huge difference, thousands and thousands of dollars of difference over time.
It can indeed. Yeah. And that's why we have this PDF for you to download on averywealth.com. We've gone through a good bit of it here on this episode, but make sure you download it, have it accessible to you if you need to go through it and kind of reference some of the things we've talked about and just become more familiar with some of the things you need to know about your retirement income. But we can obviously tell through this conversation, it's a very complex topic, and every household is going to have very unique circumstances they're dealing with. So let's give everyone an action plan that's listening today. What can someone do to make sure they're using the valuable benefit, the Social Security benefit, in the best way for their individual family?
Yeah, I mean, the very first thing is just to do an analysis of your benefits, right? So a lot of people are married. If you're married, it gets more complex because there's more choices, right? But regardless, fully understand what options you have and when you can turn it on, what that might look like long term. And the second big piece of that is really to see how it affects your overall retirement plan. And Brent and I talk about that all the time. We cannot stress that enough, is that every single financial decision you make around one of your resources will have an impact on the other resources, right? So it's so important to put it all together, to really understand if you make this choice, what's the long-term effect? And Brent, we've seen some pretty substantial differences, haven't we?
Yeah, there's huge differences. And so what we are not saying is that if you don't have to turn on Social Security at 62, that means you can't retire at 62. It just means maybe your situation would be better to delay Social Security in some circumstances and use other assets that you have accumulated to bridge the gap. Maybe that's not the best strategy. I mean, everybody's different, but we want to make sure that you think that through and that it's just not the automatic, okay, I retired, I need to turn it on.
Yeah, and I think what's hard too is that, and why there's not any set rules and why there's no magic website you can go to figure all this stuff out is because there's a lot of different factors that go into your Social Security choice. I mean, you need to look at what your health is. You need to look at your expected longevity. Like, do you have a lot of longevity in your family? Do you not? What other people are dependent on you? I mean, there's so many things that you have to look at. And that's why there's not, you know, a simple formula to say, well, everybody should do this. Because we all know that every single family is different. You know, there's no, you could take two people that worked in the same place their whole lives and their spouses did the same thing their whole lives and they'd be in a completely different financial situation. And so you really have to factor all that in. So that's our best advice. Get a report done on your Social Security benefit options and then have a report done on how that fits into your overall plan.
Well, it's not a very easy topic to go through, but you've made it as simple as possible, I think, on this episode. And again, with this handout and this PDF. So all you need to do when you hear the show, listen to the show, go on to averywealth.com. It'll be up there on the website, probably with the show notes here with this episode. So you can find it there. They might also have it posted other places, but you'll know you'll be able to find it along with this episode of the Retirement Cafe. So take advantage of it. It'll be there to download and reference as needed. But there's some really great conversations to be had, and really it's important to sit down with a professional to have those and plan it out. As you see, a lot goes into it, and Dan and Brent can help you with that over at Avery Wealth. So give them a call at 517-783-1695 to set up that meeting and get your benefits in order, because it is so important. But guys, thanks for kind of going through this with us. I think it's very helpful, and I think more so just raising awareness for how complex it is and how important it is to get Social Security right.
Yeah, and I think the point is, like Brent and I talked about earlier, is that this isn't to solve your Social Security issue. It's to make you aware of the need to kind of do some planning with it, right?
Absolutely. Right.
Well, very good. You guys have done a good job of that, so I appreciate it. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do so. Whatever podcasting app you listen on, Apple, Google, Amazon, Spotify, wherever it is, subscribe to The Retirement Cafe. We'll have a new episode coming up soon. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Dan and Brent, appreciate the time today.
All right. Thanks.
You.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.